What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by Moore Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy, and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Hello, hurricane season's upon us. I am Mark Moore, your host, and my wife, Kathy Moore.
Good morning.
Peace of mind. It's not morning sometimes, right?
Somewhere
the show is pre-recorded, so it's morning somewhere always,
yes,
right?
Absolutely.
So we broadcast out. My show comes on Saturdays and Sundays. I believe we are at 10:30 and 6 o'clock on both days. So a lot of people say they hear the show going to church, which is good.
Yeah.
So I guess they're skipping Sunday school, correct?
I guess so.
Yeah. So we're talking today's show about hurricane season. Last week's show, we talked about recreational vehicles. How do you insure a RV, camper, trailer, and how things have changed over the years, particularly after a pandemic, about how that's become more popular.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very popular thing to do now is to be, camping. And so hurricane season, it began May 22nd of 2021. And it officially ends Tuesday, November the 30th.
Mm-hmm.
We have just seen and witnessed several things in the last couple of weeks that have been catastrophic.
Mm-hmm.
Kathy, we had a gentleman in our church last night. It's a church member. His
yes.
name is LB. You know Mr. LB?
Yes.
Okay, I know him. I know who he is. But he is in the Baptist mission. And so evidently, I believe he had... What I'd heard is from him talking last night that he's been doing this since 1989, providing disaster relief for the Baptist ministry.
Men's ministry.
Yeah, I guess it's the mission, what it's called. Were you familiar with that?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you grew up in Florida, and you've obviously had people from your church probably participated in cleanup, mm-hmm. things of that nature. Talk about what he showed us last night in the videos. And.
Well, it's just a lot of devastation. I mean, people have lost everything. Their crops, their mobile homes have gone away, or their homes have been condemned.
So what he's working is hurricane Fred,
mm-hmm.
tropical storm Fred.
Right.
This is the one that hit Haywood County so bad.
Right, before the hurricane just came to Louisiana.
What I'd heard him say, that there was 7 fatalities now that they,
yes.
I guess they recovered somebody, which is terrible. But he had pictures of the devastation. He said it goes miles and miles and miles.
Right.
And so...
And there was a tomato packing area there. People lost their jobs. They lost the crops. It's just affected that area in a terrible way.
Yeah.
Hearts and prayers go out to them.
What's interesting, if you want to help, our church is going to be having some... I guess they're calling it a can drive, so this would be food, canned food. He also said that, I wasn't really too surprised about this, but one of the main things that's needed is socks.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people, you go in there and you're flooded out, all your clothes are damp and wet. So, and a lot of times you're working to try to get mud out of your house, you're trying to clean
right.
things up, and if you're working out there in that kind of environment, then, your feet are getting wet and you're trying to, so that
yes.
that's one thing that was demand was socks.
Right.
So if you wanted to bring socks to First Real Baptist Church, make a donation, that would be much appreciated, because it will be going over to Haywood County to help in the disaster relief,
yes.
what he's doing. Kathy had mentioned that, it's interesting that some of the homes are being condemned. So
mm-hmm.
I guess they come out there and condemn your home, and the Baptist mission is trying to maybe avoid that sometimes by trying to work out, hey, we can fix this if we do this foundation here, if we do this. Sometimes they're able to, I guess, salvage it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So he also was doing cooking. When he said about the cooking, he starts at like 5 in the morning and
mm-hmm.
what wraps up at 8. So
mm-hmm.
this is amazing how people, a lot of bad things happen in the world. But then there's a lot of good things happening, too.
Yeah.
There's good people to come out after these disasters and try to help. In insurance, that's what we're there for.
Right.
Hopefully after a claim, we'll be able to help put somebody financially back into the same spot that they were before the loss.
Right. Now, but of course, flood typically within situation, you have to have a flood policy for that. So that's unfortunate. Some people might not have had one. So that's another whole scenario.
I'm betting that a lot of people didn't.
Yeah.
Now, we talked about this previously about the mobile homes. Some mobile home policies, you can get the what we call a peril of a flood covered, mm-hmm. because it's on a different form than, say, a homeowner's policy. It's right. on a different type of form. But that's something that you should know if you're living around a stream or anything that can flood.
And it's on your auto policy, make sure you have comprehensive, because that yes. covers flood, too, on your auto.
So we saw pictures of, you know, maybe a storage building that now is washed down, and it's sitting on top of a car or a vehicle. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like the force of that was just incredible. And what he was saying in the presentation last night was, hey, we made this picture here, but the creek is 300 feet away. I mean, it's right. not even close. You wouldn't even right. know it was even near. So the rising water, you know, the peril of flood is something that you'd have to be aware of, well, what could potentially happen where you live
right.
in your house. And he said one thing I thought was very profound last night. He said, you know, it doesn't matter if you live in a mansion or a mobile home. That is still home for
right.
people.
Right.
So when they have the picture of a little girl that was, you know, their house was flooded.
And they're displaced.
They're very sad. So here we are, you know, during hurricane season. Every year as an insurance agent, our ears are perked up in this situation, aren't they,
right,
Kathy?
Right, absolutely.
I remember back in, I guess it was, we went to a trip to Europe. Kathy mm-hmm. and I went to Europe. I'd been to Europe previously, and I guess you probably got tired of me talking about it.
Yes,
so I said, I'll just take it.
Yeah.
So I decided to take my wife to Europe. Mm-hmm. So I guess that's to be the good husband.
Yes, that
yes.
was nice.
Okay, so we signed up for it. And we went on with a tour group, because I don't want to go there and try to drive the wrong side of the road and get lost or whatever. So we were there. We were all excited about it. And just before we went was when the double-decker buses were bombed.
Yes,
in London.
Right. It was the week before
that
we were
kind of put a damper on it.
Oh, yeah. We were a little like, oh, should we even be going? But we did. So that was really interesting.
But I felt a little safer, actually, because
yeah,
it just happened.
They were very prepared, yes.
Well, I think after it happened, you were hoping, you know.
Yeah, they were on the alert, too.
I think, rode the train with the bomber through for
yeah,
us.
Yeah, we heard about that. Yeah. That was really fun to hear.
But what I'm getting at is, when we got back was when Katrina hit.
Yes.
We had a couple on the trip. I remember their names. I think her names was Thea and Leone.
That's right.
And I believe they were from Biloxi, Mississippi.
They were.
And so he had just retired from some sort of job and working for the town, or I think he worked for a municipality, but he had been there for 30 years. He and his wife had retired, and they were
on their trip
going back home to Biloxi after the trip.
Right.
And that's the last we heard of them.
Yeah.
I mean, we hope that they were okay, but I'm sure they were impacted.
Yes.
This is a side note story, but I came back from Europe, and they always say don't eat seafood. I had a problem. I don't know how I got it exactly, but I got back home, and I got hit with really bad salmonella poison.
Yes.
And I probably should have gone to the hospital.
Yes, you should have.
So in the midst of this, Katrina hit. One of my friends was involved in a ministry called the Hands and Feet Ministry.
Yes.
And he asked me to go to down for disaster cleanup in, mm-hmm. you know, New Orleans. And I just couldn't go because I was sick.
Yeah.
Now, my first cousin, Alvin, he's involved in the scouting, Boy Scouts, and he's an Eagle Scout. And if you want to check it out, his book is called Legacy of Honor. So he's got some really good stories about that. And
you're an Eagle Scout, too.
I'm Eagle Scout, too, by the way. Yeah, my family was involved in Scouts. He actually interviewed a lot of prominent people who are Eagle Scouts that's in the book, including like Ross Perot or Jim Lovell. But he went down there and did cleanup work in Katrina as well.
Right.
And
right.
he has a chapter in his book about what he saw in Katrina.
Right.
So, okay, so we are to the breaking point now, and we will come back after the break and talk some more about hurricanes, hurricane seasons, and also what we need to think about from an insurance standpoint when we have these potential disasters coming through. So, good. I'm Mark Moore with Kathy Moore. We are on WJRB, Talk of the Mountains.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with More Insurance.
Welcome back. This is Kathy Moore with my husband, Mark Moore, and we want to let you know where our locations are. We have five locations. Three are called More Insurance Services, and they're located. One is located in Hazel, North Carolina, next to United Community Bank. And then there's Hiawassee, Georgia. We have our location there, and it's next to the hospital and a red brick building, which is called Town Trace. And then lastly, our Blairsville location is across the street from Home Depot. Everybody knows where that is, and next to the post office there in the South State Bank building. We also have a location in Murphy, North Carolina. It's called Mountain Insurance. It's a division of More Insurance. It's past Arby's on Highway 64 West. And lastly, our last location is Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. It's located in Blue Ridge next to United Community Bank and the Burger King. Please like us on Facebook, and you can also check us out on www.more-insurance.com. That's our website. You can also be able to view all of our Peace of Mind shows or hear them, actually. And you can also request a quote. So please contact us for your insurance needs. We'd love to help you out with your insurance.
Great. Okay. So today we're talking about, we're in the middle of hurricane season. Mm-hmm. It did begin in May and it ends almost in December. Mm-hmm. I've always thought about the months of, I guess, maybe just up here. I mean, we had, I remember Opal. I remember Ivan. Those were happening in September and October. Mm-hmm. So I think we're kind of, we just had a couple roll through. We had the tropical storm, Fred, and we've had, the one that just came through, Ida. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So looking at, I was going online here and, I Googled, what's the most costly hurricanes, and right on top of the list is Katrina. And before the break, I was talking about it, how my friend went down there and my first cousin went down there and did disaster relief. As a side note, you may have, maybe you're a contractor, and maybe you go down there and you want to work in the cleanup crew. Mm-hmm. I want to talk about things to think about when you go down there. If you get a job down there, whoever you work for is going to require workers' compensation typically.
And general liability.
Yeah. So if you're actually working, now I know there's probably, if you're volunteering or whatnot, like my friend Marcus was volunteering down there with the Hands and Feet Ministry, you're going to be required, if you're working, to have Louisiana workers' compensation. I remember I had a customer years ago that went down there and he took off and was working, and I felt kind of sorry for the guy. He was working his tail off. He said, "Mark, I'm working as hard as I can. I'm doing all I can do." And he had a heart attack and died. Mm-hmm. And that was that was really sad. So if you do go down there to these areas, you need to think about what's going to be required if I go down there. Mm-hmm. And getting a policy for Louisiana and workers' comp probably can be done, but, we could probably do that for you. But it's not going to be something that we're going to be able to just automatically pull out of the hat, I guess.
The big thing to consider when we are talking to people that are going to go to different states, we are licensed in a lot of the agency, as well as our all of our agents are licensed in different states. So we need to verify, first of all, we need to be aware of where you're planning on going, to make sure that the care that you're with actually is in that state. If not, then we have to place you with somebody else or put you with different rate bureaus or whatever for that.
Yeah,
there's the
assigned risk planned
and all that. So what our biggest concern is, we have to be licensed as well. So if maybe you're going to a state that we don't know or don't have a license, then we have to get a license as well, which we can do. And we're licensed in a lot of different states, but it's imperative that we are aware of it prior to you going. If you go to the state specifically with workers' comp and you don't have coverage for them, then they are not able to get benefits from that state. So that becomes a big issue. So we always ask you, if you're going to go to some place, make sure you tell your agent first before you go. Or if you're signing a contract, let us know what you're signing, where you're going, because that's something that we just can't, it just doesn't happen automatically.
And I've seen situations, I know this is a personal line show, talk about personal insurance, but maybe you are going to go to the city to help, down to Louisiana. you got to be very careful, and you got to make sure your insurance that you have will comply with what the requirements are in that state. Workers' compensation is a state-specific. It's every state's got a workers' compensation law. And going between even Georgia and North Carolina, you've got to make sure that you've got the correct benefits listed on your policy for that state. It's under your workers' comp policy. It shows you under what's called Section 3A, coverage of the workers' comp policy. If that state is not listed there, you are going to have no coverage in that state. You might have it for 30 days, but you got to be very careful. So if you are going to do some relief work and you're going to be doing it as a contractor, you're getting paid, make sure that you have the correct insurance. Now, on the backside of this, I've seen contractors will go out there and do a job, and they've completed the job, and now your general contractor is getting ready to pay you, and they'll say, okay, I need a copy of your work comp. Well, I don't have it. Sometimes we have seen people not get paid.
Correct.
I mean, they will not give you a check, even though you've done the work, unless you've got the correct, you know, I guess, things that they require, including workers' compensation. So you got to be very careful about that. We got off on a tangent there, but that's good to know for somebody that may be going down to work, of, you know, hurricane relief.
Yes.
So I had a story. I went to a class one time, and there was a, you know, Hurricane Andrew was a bad one. And I've got the list here of, I guess, Katrina being the worst, $120 billion in damage. And then Hurricane Harvey was tied with Katrina based on the damage. Maria, Irma, Sandy, Ike, Wilma, and then Andrew. Surprisingly, I thought Andrew would be higher up there. I'm not exactly sure how they calculate the inflation on this, but, you know, Andrew was one that fundamentally changed the insurance industry. Particularly, I think about Andrew, I can't help but think about Allstate. It, you know, they really pulled out of the state of Florida, or yes, they retracted a lot themselves out of, yes, the state of coastal areas. Now, we deal with this because we have customers come up from Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Kathy, what do you think? Well, let me tell my story first. I had a I heard of a, I think they were in the insurance business, and they lived in Homestead, Florida. So Andrew hit, and the person that was teaching our class had friends there, or they may have been in the insurance business as well, and they couldn't reach him after Andrew hit.
Right.
So they called, somehow or another, they were aware that they were there. They called the authorities or a friend or somebody, and they found them in the house.
Yeah.
They were alive, and they just couldn't get out. They were trapped in their house.
Right.
Well, after that experience, they were done. They did not want to go to Florida anymore. They wanted to move as far away as possible. So, you know, they lost their house in Homestead. They moved to Joplin, Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you remember what happened in Joplin, Missouri?
Yes.
One of the worst tornadoes ever to happen.
Right.
So they ended up going to Joplin after dodging, you know, think they're dodging a bullet. And in Joplin, they end up losing their house in a tornado. So it's like, wow, you know, you, mm-hmm, think you, what's that old saying that you avoid your destiny, or how's that go about on the path you try to avoid your destiny?
Right.
That's from Kung Fu Panda, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We watch kids' things.
Yeah, so anyway, that was a, you know, example, somebody moving out of Florida. Kathy, what I wanted to ask you is, well, we see a lot of people from Florida. I mean,
yes,
you're from Florida.
Mm-hmm.
What do you see as, what reasons do people move from Florida to our area?
Well, some because of the storms. They don't want to go through any more storms. We have people because they like the mountains and have cooler weather and possibly have some seasons, because you don't have many seasons in Florida. It's hot and hotter. So they like to come and see the, you know, the fall and the spring. But most of them are coming up because they retired.
There's also the taxes are better.
Yes,
I understand property,
true,
taxes.
And insurance is better.
The insurance premiums, like Kathy's dad's always saying, hey, what's the insurance going to cost if I come up here? And, you know, there's some pros and cons. Most people are presently surprised.
Yes.
Now, if you move from Atlanta up here, you're going to be very happy about your auto insurance.
Yes.
But on your homeowner's insurance, if you're in Atlanta, you typically could get a better rate because the fire protection class rating, the ISO rates the protection class. We are a higher rating up here when it comes to fire.
Yes.
So, but Florida, typically, you're going to see a good savings on taxes. We've had a lot of people that moved up here to get out of the storms.
Yes,
I mean,
pretty
we've
much
seen that a lot.
heard a lot of stories about it, so, yeah.
Yes. Well, I didn't really get to compare Ida to Katrina, but Katrina, the nutshell is it was way bigger, way worse, way bigger storm surge. You know, 1,800 people lost their lives in Katrina. So I think we were very fortunate in Ida, even though there's been some
bad devastation.
It was not what Katrina was. Okay, so hopefully we'll get through the rest of the season. We don't know.
Right.
I mean, October the 4th was Opal years ago.
Right.
We can be hit with hurricanes up here. And also think about if you live near a creek or stream, that the water damages could be.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so this is Mark and Kathy Moore on Peace of Mind, Talk of the Mountains on WJRB.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.